Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Lonely Desk. I'm Jessica Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wonderful, wacky world of remote work. You know, that magical place where you can wear pajamas to work? Don't judge, we've all been there. And sip coffee while staring at spreadsheets. Or maybe that's just me. But seriously, folks, remote work is changing how we live and how we connect, and today, we're diving deep into something super important. Creating a healthy routine that keeps you sane, productive, and yes, even happy. Ever feel like your days bleed together? Like it's always Monday, except with worse sweatpants? Yeah, me too. That's why building structure is key. Think of it as the virtual office decorum. Boundaries are your best friend here. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jessica, another podcast telling me to get up at 5 a.m. and meditate? Hold on. We're not talking about rigid schedules that leave you feeling stressed. This is about finding a rhythm that works for you. It's all about figuring out the sweet spot between productivity and self-care. And trust me, when you nail it, it feels like winning the lottery, except with less money and more serotonin. Let's break down 5 super valuable takeaways to help you build that rockstar remote work routine. 1. Morning ritual magic. You know those, rise and shine. Instagram posts? They're onto something. Starting your day with intention, even if it's just 5 minutes of stretching or journaling, can set the tone for the whole day. Think of it like priming your brain. You're telling it, hey, it's work time, let's focus. 2. Dedicated workspace, dedicated mood. Okay, I know not all of us have dedicated home offices, living room, couch, anyone? But finding a designated spot, even if it's just a corner of your bedroom, helps signal to your brain that it's time to work. And hey, bonus points if you can add some plants or a cool lamp. Those little touches make a difference. 3. The Pomodoro Power Play. Ever feel like you're drowning in tasks? Enter the Pomodoro technique. It's all about working in focused bursts, usually 25 minutes, followed by short breaks. Think of it as training your brain to be laser focused, and then rewarding itself with a little downtime. 4. Move your body, boost your brain. Remember those childhood recesses? Yeah, adults need those too. Get up and move every hour or so. Even just a quick walk around the block can do wonders for your energy levels and focus. Think of it as recharging your remote work battery. 5. Evening disconnect detox. This one's crucial. Resist the urge to scroll through social media or catch up on emails right before bed. Trust me, it'll mess with your sleep and make you feel even more drained come morning. Instead, create a relaxing evening routine. Take a bath, read a book, listen to some chill music. Anything that helps you unwind and prepare for a good night's sleep. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up, do a quick yoga session. Don't worry, I'm not suggesting contortions. Sip your coffee while journaling about your goals for the day. Then, you head to your designated workspace, a comfy corner with a plant and a diffuser that smells like fresh rain, and you get to work using the Pomodoro technique. You take regular breaks to stretch, go for short walks, and even have lunch away from your desk. By evening, you've been productive, engaged, and haven't felt like you're living in a perpetual sweatpants haze. See? It's totally doable. So, remember, building a healthy remote work routine is all about finding what works for you. It's about setting boundaries, being intentional with your time, and prioritizing both your productivity and your well-being. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area in your current routine that could use an upgrade. Maybe it's establishing a morning ritual, dedicating a specific workspace, or incorporating more movement into your day. Take that first step. Share your progress with me on social media. I'm at The Lonely Desk everywhere, and let's build this remote work community together. Until next time, keep hustling, keep connecting, and remember to wear pants sometimes, even if it's just for Zoom calls. You got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.